In a way, all scientists are in the business of breaking codes. Scientists are trying to decipher codes in nature to figure out how the universe operates. Astronomers used to believe in something called the music of the spheres. They thought that planets and stars created harmonies, actual music, as they traveled through the skies. These days, astronomy is mostly a matter of images and vast collections of data expressed in charts and graphs. But that won't work for Wanda Diaz, who's an astrophysicist from Puerto Rico. She's blind, so she's creating new ways to measure and represent what's going on in outer space. Ari Epstein met her at an observatory in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Even as a kid, Wanda had dreamed of being a scientist. Just as that dream was starting to come true, it unraveled. Wanda had diabetes, and she was going blind.
I was so proud of being the most independent woman in the world, being able to fix a car if I wanted to fix a car, being able to open a computer and disassemble it. And then suddenly, you have to learn again. You have to program yourself again, because now you need to put your index finger on the toothbrush to be able to bring the toothpaste tube to the toothbrush.
She was in her early 20s, studying physics at the University of Puerto Rico.
I was wondering, what am I going to do? I'm studying physics, and I'm losing my sight, and these people, they are just in labs measuring things and looking at itty-bitty tiny numbers on a screen, losing their sight, like, you know, forcing themselves to look to the numbers on the screen.
It was discouraging, to say the least. Then she stumbled on something that could provide a way out.
I went to the astronomy lab, and I heard the audification of the signal the antenna was detecting, the antenna connected to the radio receiver.
The word she's using is audification. People in the lab had connected a radio telescope directly to a set of speakers, as if it were an ordinary radio. They were playing signals the telescope picked up from the sky, right there in the room. It wasn't high tech.
So it sounds like when you turn your radio, there's no radio station, you just have only noise, like white noise. And then I heard the amplitude increase, the volume. And I said, what's that? And they said, well, I guess it's a sunburst, but we have to confirm that. And then I said, I can use this to do my physics. And from that moment on, my life changed completely. I fell in love with astronomy. I found hope. I mean, I had the determination to find hope. But to have the determination to find hope and to have it in your hands, like, it's real, there's hope, is completely different.
Wanda found an internship at NASA and then went on to study at the University of Glasgow, where some scientists were already working on converting data into sound. Now, Wanda's helping to develop software that turns astronomical data into music. It's all synthesized, so you can pick the tempo, the range, even the instrument. Different instruments are good for exploring different kinds of data. There's a French horn, a bagpipe, even an artificial human chorus. Using an orchestral harp, Wanda played me data representing X-rays emitted by a binary star. Wanda found an unusual signal in this music, a funny kind of double note.
Like if you would be playing two strings at once at certain points. There. There. No. See?
The double note we're listening for tells Wanda that somehow the X-rays are getting out of step with one another. She passes that information on to other astronomers so that they can figure out how and why it's happening. They might even use her software to help them. It turns out that even people who can see just fine are better at detecting patterns if they can hear a soundtrack while they're watching the computer draw a graph. Their ears are working in sync with their eyes to immerse them in the data. The idea of sight and sound working together came out even more clearly in a story Wanda told me about her early days working on the software. The voice in the background is Wanda's computerized screen reader.
See, I have done a lot of changes to the prototype because we got this lady, her name was Frances Chan, and Frances was deaf and she was working with me.
I'm sorry, can you stop the computer for just a second?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Tell me about Frances again.
Frances, she was a programmer.
So she's deaf.
Yeah, she's completely deaf. And so what we used to do was she would type on the computer, and then the screen reader would read what she wanted to tell me. So sometimes when it was getting too impersonal, because the screen reader was reading to me monotonically, I had my hands on her, and she would be making the signal, the sign language, and I would be reading with my hands what she was telling me. It was a great experience.
So she was creating, it's stunning to me, she was creating software, the output of which she would never experience directly.
Yeah, yeah, she was. But she could do sound visualization. So.
And you're doing ensonification of visuals.
Exactly. Exactly. But she was enjoying her work. As far as she could tell me, she was enjoying it because she was able to see the sounds.
She could see the sounds. That story really brought something home to me. Of course, it's not the music of the spheres that Wanda's listening to. Stars and planets don't give off sounds as they move through the sky. But they don't draw lines on graphs either. All of these things, graphs, numbers, music, they're all just tools we can use to help us understand a complicated universe. Different tools will work better for different scientists. As people like Wanda help us expand our toolbox, they open the door to new kinds of scientists and new kinds of discovery. Wanda's learned a few things too.
Well, I'm learning a lot of physics. I'm learning to listen. I'm learning to have patience. I'm learning to meet other people and exchange whatever I'm doing, no matter how crazy it sounds. I'm learning to trust myself, and I'm learning to rely. I'm learning to believe, to never give up.
For Studio 360, I'm Ari Epstein.
We've got a podcast all about science and creativity, and you can subscribe for free at studio360.org.